And the Seder this week, Pashmatos, we have Pasha Nedarim. One of the lachos of Nedarim is that if an Isha makes a nether, the Baal, the husband, could be made for the nether. He could break the nether. He says, Mufalach, the Isha, and he could be made for the nether. He breaks the nether. The Torah says he could be made for the nether, B'yom Shamay. He has one day to be made for the nether. It's Machlokes in Gemara, was one day, what does Yom Shamay mean? Does it mean till that night? A few hours until Harav Shemesh, until that night? Or does it mean the Gemara's Joshua, Yom Liyom? Does it mean 24 hours? Me'es La'es, until the next day at the same time? I think we pass in it's Me'es La'es, 24 hours. As another halacha, the Torah says, the Pasuk Torah says that the Baal could be making the nether, the Baal could be Mekayim the nether, Hakama. Hakama means, he says, Kayim Loch. He's a Mekayim, he keeps the nether. Basically, the Nafkamin is, he takes away his Kerch to be Mefa. Once he's Mekayim the nether, even though there's still a few hours left to be to Yom Shamay, but once he's Mekayim the nether, then already it's too late. He can't be Mefa the nether. There's an interesting Machayik Shishainim. What would be the halacha if Baal is making the nether? Now he cannot be Mefa. And then, let's say a few days later, he's shor on his hakama. The one actually has a shayat, well, can you be shor on the hakama? Just like we have an Indian of hataras nedarim, you can go to a chacham and you can be mati nether and take off the nether of mafreya. What about if he goes to a chacham and he wants to take off his hakama? The Gemara says, maskan is, yes, he could be shor on his hakama. He could go to a chacham and he could make a zayvi hataras nedarim on his hakama. Take off the hakama as if it never was, and then he goes back, have the right to be mefa. The hakama goes off. No, he's taking off the hakama, so he's leaving it back with no hakama, no afara. So the shayla is, but the Gemara says you can be do shalom on the hakama, and then you're back to as if there's no hakama, and you're back to the way you were. You're able to be mefa. You're able to break it. But the
afara has to be there.
Yes. Yeah. We're gonna get there. Yes, that's what he could do. He could be shor, that's the maskana. He could be shor on the hakama, take off the hakama as if it never was, and now he could be mefa again. But the shayla l'shanim is, what about if a few days went by? Let's say the Isha made a nether and he heard about it on Monday, and he was mekayim the nether, so now he cannot continue to be mefa. And then 2-3 days later, on Thursday, let's say he's shor on his hakama. And so now the hakama never was. Can he now be mefa for it? The Ran is mashmaklo in two places, that the Samach Tesamad Aleph and again the Fine Tesamad Aleph. The Ran says, no, that this would only help that same day. Because if it's the same day that you were Shalom Lakama, so now you're back to Yom Shamay, and you could be made for it. But if you first was Shalom Lakama, if you took off the Kama 2-3 days later, it's anyway not Yom Shamay. It's already 2-3 days since he heard about the Nether, so it's not going to help him. The shayla would work theoretically. He took off his hakama, but he cannot be made for anyway because it's already 3 days since he heard it. It's not Yom Shamay anymore. Because Yom Shamay passed. The day that he heard the halacha is the Baal can only be made for Nidra Ishle be Yom Shamay, the day he heard it. So now, even though he was shown as a hakama, but Lamaisa, it's already 3 days later, so it's past Yom Shamay. He cannot be made for. That's the Ran Shita. But the Torah is chaylik. The Torah says, since the Maisa, that day of Yom Shamay,
it helps to get that she could go down and make a she'ela on the nether, no?
That she could always do.
She can?
Yeah. Kiyam only accomplishes, takes off the koyach of Afar. But sure, the Isha could always be shown on her nether and be a girl in Mafreya. But the Torah says, in this case, let's say he's Mekayim it on Monday. And then Thursday, 3 days later, he was shorl in his hakama, so the Torah, now he could be made for it again on Thursday. Because the Yom Shamay starts over. Because the Yom Shamay of Monday wasn't a time that he was able to be made for. The Indian of Yom Shamay, not that if the Baal goes through a whole day of not being Mekayim, the Torah Zok, that's Indian Azoivi hakama itself. That's the whole point. Because you weren't made for Yom Shamay, that's why the nether remains. But over here, that day on Monday, the Yom Shamay doesn't count because that shtika was a shtika that he wasn't roy to be made for. That.
Say a day that he could.
That I'm sorry, what?
Only a day that he could be made for.
Oh, that's how the Torah seems to understand the whole Indian of Yom Shomer.
Why is it so busted? What do you see? It's exactly what
it
says.
It's the Torah
says it's like he didn't hear.
It's not like he didn't hear, it's all he says.
That's what he does.
He says like he couldn't.
He does say it's like
he couldn't. He says that he couldn't. He said he can't.
Right.
So that shtika doesn't count. You need a shtika of Yom Shomer of that you were able to be mefer and you weren't mefer.
What do you mean? What do you think it means when he says kishen yideh? What do you think it means when he says kishen yideh? It means like stop Yom Shomer.
So this is the Tos Chiddush that even if you're shoyl in your akama 3 days later, now you'll start Yom Shomer over because the Yom Shomer of the time, the Yom Shomer, which was a time which wasn't ready to be mefer, because at that point you had a akama that was remaining, that doesn't count as a Yom Shomer. So what's Taka the Machlaikis? So the Torah is saying that the whole Indian of Yom Shomer is Sezevi Aginli Das of a Hakama. When a person could be making two ways. He could either be making by saying straight out, Kaimachi, that I want to keep the nether, or if he goes by 24 hours or a full day without being being mefer, that's implicit that the Gimli Das, he wants the nether to remain. But that's only if Yitaka went the full day that he was able to be mefer and he wasn't mefer, that shows the Gimli Das that it's a Zevi Hafara. But a shtika that you weren't able to be mefer, that's not called a shtika. That doesn't count. So now you could be...
Oh,
you're saying what if he was sleeping and he wasn't able to be mefer? Well, why didn't it wake him up? Should have woken him up, bothered him enough to... Why'd he go to sleep? So what's the Ran is chayon. The Ran holds lemaisa you pass by the Yom Shomer. So now even though you were shoyl and you're coming now 2-3 days later, it's too late. You can't be made for it because the Yom Shomer passed. The Ran seems to hold that the din of Yom Shomer is gzeis hakasav. So gzeis hakasav, the Torah gave you a timing with a hagbon zman. The Torah said you could be made for this amount of time. There's no svara that the shtik is a zoyvi hakama.
It's just things better with the yeshiva that holds it till the end of the day. Because if you hold it till the end of the day, it sounds like it's gzeis hakasav. One person has 1 hour, another person has 5 hours,
very good.
Another person has 10 hours. So
very good, very good. Din of the day. Unless you're going to say a day.
No, it's
not. No, it's smarter than you give him 24 hours. Why is this person giving him a day? Top 5 hours?
If it's Gin Lai Das.
Okay,
Gin Lai Das maybe could be... Maybe Gin Lai Das is Her Shemesh. Then a full day went by with the next day. That's already Gin Lai Das. Then maybe that's how the Torah will understand it. But again, this is the Chayyid, the Machaikis, the Ran, and the Torah. The Torah holds the whole Indian of Shtik of Yom Shammai is the Shtik is a Zevi HaKama. It's a Gingli Das that you want to Mekayim the Nether, you want the Nether to remain. And therefore the Torah holds it's only a Shtik of Sejoy Lehefer. In such a case, you have Yom Shammai to continue on Thursday. Because the mice, there was no Gingli Das to that. And the Ran is Chayyid. The Ran holds it says, of course, if the Torah gave you just want Yom Shammai to be Mefer, and that time passed, so you missed it. That's the Chodem Machayvus. But how to show the Kasha on this? Maybe it's a big Kasha. The Gemara says the end of Naim Rasa, the fine test, is a Brisa. The Brisa is up. Chayma behekim behefa. There's a Chumra in Hakam more than a Farah. Kayim believe Kayim, Hefa believe any Mufa. The Gemara says that Hakama could be Bemachshava. Person, if he just thinks that Kayim Lach, he just thinks to himself he wants the net to remain, that's Hakama, even though he didn't say Bepeh, just Bemachshava. But HaFarah has to be Bepeh. Hefa believe any mefer. He just thinks of her or not. So the Ran over the Dafayin test, much is a chavisa. What's the mocker for this? The Bryce doesn't say the reason. How come Hakama could be machshava and a far or not? So the Ran says that Hakama could be machshava is learned out near Be'enai the Afinugam B'shtika D'yem Shammai. He says, we learned it out from Shtika D'yem Shammai. He says, Shihima Kiyemes. The time of my, he says, what's the reason that Shtika D'yem Shammai is Makayim? Mishim the Kavan Shavah, Yem Shmi, Yevala Hefa, Goli Adaiti, Shuris of Akumai. Since it went by, the Yom Shmi, and he wasn't made for, it says every Gingli Das that he wants the Kiyim. I'm a kosher believer in Kaimri Sagi. So, Chayus is Shagastira. Here, the Ran is saying that the whole Indian of Hakama is the whole Indian of Shtik of Yom Shmi is the Indian of Hakama. It's a Gingli Das. So here, the Ran is saying like the Tursvara. So if the Ran holds, and he learns out from Shtika to Hakama, he learns the Shtik is Mamash Indian of Hakama.
Kibishoyal
on the Gingli Das. I hear you asking, according to the Ran, isn't it? Maybe. Yeah. Can you show on the Gimel Das? I don't know. Oh. But that's the fact. According to this. So I'll go upon that's my sugar cash. If the Ran over here is saying Kor that the whole new shtik is a Gimel Das, so how could the Ran be chonik on the tour in the other halacha? Then in this case, were you Mekayim, and then a few days later he was shoreling as a comma, why doesn't he go with the tour svara that now you have again? You didn't have Gimel Das. That shtika was not a Gimel Das of a comma. If you want to suggest a kasef. Oh, that was another shame. First, let's get into this kasha. So I was thinking, maybe this is a Bema says shekel derech to me, but maybe the teretz is, maybe the Ran holds, that since he wasn't shoyl in his akama, that's the gingli das. The Ran taka holds that the inyan shtika b'yem shomay is inyan gingli das, that you want to be mekayim. The shtika b'yem shomay is inyan gingli das. But the Ran will say, since the Meisel, let's say on Monday, he made a comma, and he wasn't shoyl all the way until Thursday. So he went again, right there, a full day, without being shoyl as a comma. Maybe that itself is a gig like das that he wants to be
Mekayim. Right.
It's
never a comma.
No, by day. He should have done it right away.
He should have done it right away. So even though he shows a comma, but now he has a comma for Nashtika.
No, he only has going shoyl, just like before, because he has the capability of being made.
If it's shoyl, the shoyl can be fucked as later also.
But because he has the capability, so it's as if he doesn't have a
comma
there, so it's like now he has a day of a
farm. The shayla works. The shayla will always work. You're right. The shayla will take off that comma. The shayla will take off that comma, but you have another comma from the shtika.
But he went by a day now.
Beres, this is.
Why is it like
that? He's saying that he should have shown that himself.
But this is also a fish gemara. If a person will make two akamas, first he makes the akama, let's say at 2 o'clock, and then at 3 o'clock he says again kayim uchi. The second akama doesn't accomplish anything because he already was makayim. But the nafkamina is the gemara says a merava that if he's shoyl on his first akama, the second akama takes effect because he didn't take off the second. He could take off the first akama, the second akama takes effect. So here also that's the way it works. But so here also he could maybe he shoyl on his akama, but his shtika remains a shtika. And maybe that's the story, because in fact he wasn't shoyl. If you look in the Bryce, that Bryce, they said, there's an extra line in the Bryce. The Bryce only says two halachas. It says, Chayim behekam behefa. There's two chumas yungi in hakam over afar. Shashtika makiyem is vein shtika mevetelas. First of all, shtika works by hakama, and shtika does not work by afar. I don't even know how to read that Bryce. So it doesn't mean ain't shtika mevetelas. What shayach, you know, what's the oifen of shtika that you wanted to have work? Well, Lamais, that's the Braisa says. The shtika works by kama, shtika does not work by fara. And then the Braisa says, kayim b'libe kayim, hefe b'libe ene mufa. The mefa, it's not mufa. So, first of all, the notion of the Braisa, shashtika makiyemes, is mashma like the tursvar. That shtika, and the Ran also says in the second Ran, that shtika is a hakama. That's the notion of the Braisa. Shashtika makiyemes, shtika, it doesn't say shtika takes away the kerech of afara, or shtika uses up the zman mugbul, expired, the time went by that you cannot be made for. The lashon b'ayis is shtika mekiyemes. The shtika itself is a kama. That's much like the tosvar. You can't say shtika mekiyemes means heif beliba, because that's the second halacha of heikim beliba helps. So shtika mekiyemes is much like the shtika itself is a kama. I had another shayin. I think Ritzi was asking this also. According to the Torah, that again, let's say on Monday he was made a comma. There's 3 hours left to the day. Let's say the whole Meis Leis. You have 24 hours to make a comma. Let's say 21 hours went by, and then he made a comma. So he has 3 hours left. And then 3 days later, he was shoyl as a comma. Zokteran, that shtika was not a shtika because the. Once you take, now you could be mefer because that shtika b'yom shamay was not a shtika because he wasn't able to be mefer. So what does the Torah mean? Now you have a full yom shamay, you have a whole brand new 24 hours to be mekayim. What does the Torah mean? You have 3 more hours after mekayim because the ma'isa he had shtika for let's say 21 hours and then he made hakama. So the Torah is saying the rest of the shtika is not a shtika because the rest of the shtika was a time that he cannot be mefer anyway. So now when you take off that hakama, you have again the Yom Shammai. So what's the Torah mean?
You have a big problem with the Cheshbon. If you hold till Shkia, you have a very hard time calculating.
Whatever it is.
The taste you should take from that day. How do you know which day? He was Mekayim in the morning, and then he was Shoyl in the afternoon. on Tuesday morning it was kind, and Wednesday afternoon it
was right. How much time you have?
Where are you gonna put it?
Right. Okay,
but I saw that in the whole thing. When I had it, it wasn't a comment. They had a choice to be a short choice, and it wasn't a comment. I don't understand the whole story of the story. Why is it taking away the question of people?
The Tosfos is that shtika that in a time when the lemaisa of a poel you cannot be meif is not called a shtika.
But who told all to be meif? He exercised his own right to be meif.
But now he takes off that kalam afreya.
Why is that taking away his koyach shtika? He could have been a shoyt the whole time. He didn't. He wanted to be meif, so he lost his time.
Okay.
But
Kaim is 1 minute of anger, and he's Kaim. Now the rest of the time is
all day. What he can?
You are the one to control your anger.
Who made
it? Musa. But after he got angry, now he's not angry. Now he's not angry no more.
He said, who made it that he can't be sure? Who made it? He made it.
What problem is called a shtika? He decided not to be sure again.
That's the wrong sign.
He wants to say that that's what the Ran means.
Yeah, what? Sorry?
That's the whole time that he's telling that's what the Ran means. That the king is the best and his guy that is Zichel wants to be made for a whole day.
Okay, well, let's get back to this nusha that I'm asking. According to the Torah, the Maisa, after Yeshur and Yakama, even those 3 days later, that you have a whole new Yom Shamay. Because that shtika did not count as a shtika because it was a time you cannot be mefer. So what does the Torah mean? Now on Thursday, you have a whole brand new Yom Shamay, or you just could be mashlam those 3 hours? Because the Maisa, he definitely had a real shtika till he was Mekayim. On Monday, she made the nether. He waited 21 hours with shtika. And then he made Hakama. So the Torah is saying those last 3 hours is not called shtika because those last 3 hours he wasn't ready to be made for. So now if he's shown as a kama, he should have Yom Shammai. So what does the Torah mean? He has 3 more hours now to be Mekayim? Or does he have a whole brand new Yom Shammai? A whole brand new 24 hours? Pasha, you would say he only has 3 hours to be Mekayim. That's the most
you
could give.
Yom Shammai.
But the Stima Satur is not mashma that way. The Stima Satur. Right, the Oshat Torah is mashma that he has a whole brand new Yom Shammai. What's Pshat? You could say the shtika after the kama doesn't count as a shtika because it wasn't a time real eifer. But what was wrong with the shtika until that kama? The 21-hour shtika should be a shtika. Why now would he have a whole brand new day Yom Shammai? So I was thinking it could be if that's
not. You need a whole day to make it a kiyum. You don't have a whole day.
So it could be the Torah holds that the inyan of that shtika is a gimli das of a kiyum is only when you have 24 hours of ritzifus. That kayach of 24 hours of ritzifus, 24 hours straight in a row, that's not called. That's Gingoy Das of Kiyam. But if you had 21 hours and then you stopped it, all of a sudden you had no more Kayach to your Mefa. 21 and 3 does not add up to 24 according to the Torah. Over here, 21 and 3, it's Taka years of 24, but it's not 24 hours of Tzivas. It's not a Gingoy Das. You need a straight full Yom Shammai or until Harav Shemesh. A straight full day till Harav Shemesh of Yom Shammai. That is Pshat in the Torah. Okay, this is a. More on this Indian, but I'll just leave you a ma'amokim. It's Chus Kivega, Sumem Zayin, and Sumem Ches on these Indian also. And you look also in the Biach Hizabega. He mentions this Ran, and the Torah also. He mentions Ran and the Torah. He talks about other Indian on the Ran and the Torah. I just didn't want to go into it today, but I'll just give you the ma'amokim loch. I wanted to go back to the Sugi we were learning last week, the Sugi of Krishma. Just we mashed them a few points that we didn't get to say last week. I reminded myself of a maisa when I was a bacha in yeshiva. I had a chava, a friend of mine, a good friend of mine. He was a big mitzuyan, and I remember he had a shayla. One night after Maariv, I see he's looking in the mishnah. Another saw him. He tells me of his problem that night by Maariv, he said birchas kishma. He said the first two brachas, and then after the brachas, before kishma, he needed to go to basic kisei. He went to Basic Issa. Maisa was a hefsek. It was a zman hefsek. And he came back. He wasn't sure what to do. It was such a hefsek. Should he just continue Krishma and finish Maariv? Or does he have to say the Birchas Krishma over? So he's looking, he told me he's looking in the Mishnah, he's looking in other Paiskim, but he can't find the Shaila. I remember he said to me then, the advice to is the Paiskim don't talk about a Shlamazel like me. So for Shetzach, I told him, you know, don't be so hard on yourself. But the Maisa, what can you do in such a case? What does a person do in such a case? It's not brought down. So remember he went to Yester Shiva, and I don't remember what the answer was. He went to Kalman, yes, at the time. He went to Kalman. Kalman Epstein, Shiva and Shatter. He didn't go to Bzal, it was at night. Bzal wasn't there then. But I'm thinking now, last week we were learning the Chuvus Rashba in Sim Mem Zayin and the Rashba in Chedushim Musa and Brochas Avtes. The Rashba explains that Bichas Krishma is Taka Nechara Bichas HaMitzvah on Krishma, but it's not only Bichas Mitzvah on Krishma. The Rashba says that the Brochas are Brochas for themselves. Chazal Masakin, they happen to put these Brochas around Krishma. You make two Brochas before Krishma, one Brocha after, you say Krishma in the middle. But these Brochas are Brochas that you should say every day. And they really are not totally in Krishma itself. And it brings the Pasha Rai, he says, because we say, when you daven Maariv early, on Shabbos, people make early Shabbos, people daven Maariv early, there's no Mitzvah Krishma then. And still you say Bichas Krishma. You say over Krishma later. So like the Rashba, how do you say Bichas Krishma when it's not Zman Krishma? It must be that Bichas Krishma is a bracha for itself. You don't have to say it on the mitzvah. There are other rites to it. We spoke about the Mechus Chayin on this. But Al-Kaponim, according to this Rashba, I was thinking maybe he should take a go vayte, just say Krishma vayte. The Bichas of Krishma, he said the brachas. It doesn't have to be on Krishma. So even though he had a hafsek, let him just go vayte. But my shayla is maybe it'd be a problem with the bracha after Krishma, Gal Yisrael. The bracha after Krishma, you have to understand how that works. The bracha after Krishma doesn't have Shem Malchus. We just say Gal Yisrael. What's Pshat Bracha Hashem Gal Yisrael? There's no Malchus. You don't say Melch. And there's a famous Gemara in Bracha Staf Yubeis that says Kol Bracha Shem Bo Shem Malchus Ain't a Bracha. A bracha has to have Shem Malchus. You have to say somehow Melch. There were Melch in it also. So how does it work? And the Gemara itself is this Kasha that Man Vav. So how do you say Gal Yisrael without Shem Malchus? And Ben Mishki is that Kasha on Avas Olam Avarav also. It's only Bracha Hashem, I have a Moses Yisrael. Where's the Melech? So the Gemara says it's a Bracha Smucha El Chavata. Since the first Bracha of Hamayri V'Aravim, you start off, Bracha Hashem Akein Melchayram, Hashem B'Varim V'Aravim, there you said Melech, all the Brachas you have to do is rely on that Malchus. When you have one Bracha with Shem Malchus, and then you follow up with other Brachas, the Shem Malchus of the first Bracha goes on the subsequent Brachas, the following Brachas. Yes, we do that by Shemir Nesri Bemis. The whole Shemir Nesri is that way. The whole Shemir Nesri is 18 brachas, and really only the first brachas has malchus.
Yeah, but by each one we end off.
Brachat Hashem.
Why don't you just end off the last bracha with
Brachat
Hashem and say all of them
are smuchel chavata? Well, no, it works under the psicha. Every bracha a long bracha has what's called a psicha, the opening of the bracha, and a chsima. You say again Brachat Hashem, HaMarei V'Aravim, we say also, even though you said Hashem in the beginning. But all the brachas Shemir Nesri, Apach and Lamdas, there's no melach, we just say Brachat Hashem at the end of each bracha. If Einu, we keep going, and it's all called, as long as there's no hefsek, it's all called brachas smuchel chavata, and we overlay on the malchus of the first bracha. And that's how Gal Yisrael works also. There's Mela and my friend's Shaila over here, maybe that'll be a problem. Maybe he can't go Vaita because he's going to say Gal Yisrael, he's going to be missing Malchus. Right, we want this, right? Then that was a big hefsek. We said the brachas themselves, you eat it without Krishma because they're brachas themselves according to the Rashba. But you have a problem of you missing Malchus.
Why is it called
the Krishma? They have no Shaila. Yeah. They call it Brachas Krishma because the kind of word, even when you say the brachas without Zman Krishma, like in the morning, if the person davens after says Krishma early and he davens without Zman Krishma or Maariv, you daven early, you always say the Krishma in the middle.
The Chathina. If there's Zman Krishma, you don't say
Brachas Krishma. You do. Right. Last week we said all four sheetahs with all
the.
Right. That was his right, but we answered it, right.
But we put it out
in
early
marriage.
Then you say
this one. Right.
Why
is the only marriage of is a Gemara. Rav told Shoshabbos about Shabbos that Rav would have been made Shabbos early. But then so I was always thinking that in the Gemara you could say Rav just having Shemir Nesri. It's not Much that he said Bechus Kishma. Maybe he only said the Shemir Nesri of Ma'ariv, he's Makabo Shabbos. And then later, when we will see over Krishma later, if this cover, maybe Rav said Bechus Krishma later. What? Then you wouldn't have Smichus Gunot Fina. Oh, I hear you saying. So Mistam. Oh, so Pashtus, he said all the Brachas before. Oh, you're right. But zicha, that's an alminic. We do it that way for sure. So,
why is saying that even if you don't like kriyish, you have to ask, this that we said the kriyish without the chiyuv kriyish, but yeah, kriyish legor ki lekor b'toyu. So they say the kriyish kriyish with kriyish, even if it's not a mitzvah.
Right. So that
this guy that has
Hefsek,
he didn't even have Krish.
Oh, he wanted to continue from Shema Yisrael. That's what he was up to.
Hefsek makes that it's not
bothered
anymore. That's a
shayla. Oh, so we wanted to say.
Worse.
So the brachas are brachas for themselves. But the problem is about the brachas Muchel Chavata is my problem now.
No, besides that, it's even worse than the Rashba. The Rashba is saying that you don't have the mitzvah. Now you have the mitzvah. But you still have a Krish. Krishma. You have a Krishma, it's maybe not the mitzvah Krishma, but it's a Kriyashma, so you know the brachas of Birchas Krishma. But over here, in this guy's case, he didn't even have the Krishma.
So maybe we should go back.
He was saying Krishma is nothing.
What's the resistance?
Krishma is not nothing.
I'm asking about what about the missing malchus? How can you say Hashem Gal Yisrael without malchus, and you don't have the inyan of brachas mechavata? The MS is thinking that we do find some brachas that don't have malchus. One bracha is on kai neshama. The bracha bechas shach on kai neshama really also just sends off a bracha to Hashem. There's no malchus in it. So where's the brachas mechavata? So the MS is, I seem to remember from many years ago, maybe some Lailam here remembers also. Years ago, the Siddurim used to print on the Kain Neshama after Yevrechacha and after the mission of Eilu Dvam Sheyeng HaMashiach, Mamash at the very end. And you would say the bracha itself, it wasn't even Smuchel Chavata, because it wasn't Smuchel to Bechas HaTayr, because we said it after Yevrechacha and Eilu Dvam. Eilu Dvam and Yevrechacha is not part of Bechas HaTayr. It's just the keem, and it's the Torah. You want to say some psukim in the Mishnah, you have to be chesed Torah. But zichelchay was a hefsek. Today, Bemis, people in Medakta Ba'alocha, they say on Lekai Neshama after Ashiyatza, after Alantina Sadaim, and after Ashiyatza. So to for this Ma'ala, there should be brachas muchachavad. That's the reason. Because you have Shema Malchus in Ashiyatza, and then in Ma'ala, that helps with Lekai Neshama. And today they print the stone this way, but if you remember the old Tikkun Meir Siddur, there was a very famous Siddur when I was young, they used to do it the other way. They used to say, Yalan Kain Shema Eftelis, on Chayus, not Brachas Mucha Chavita. Another bracha that I can think of, which doesn't have Shema Malchus, is Tfilin Sederach. Very good, Tfilin Sederach. People say Tfilin Sederach, it ends up Brachat Hashem, Shemei Tfilin, and there's no Malchus. It starts to hear at sign, there's no. Right? Oh, so it's Taka brought down that Nachachinla, if a person is able to, he should eat the Kazayas Mazoinis. Or he should drink a bias, he should make an al mechia, or he should make a bayin afashis, and then immediately say tefillin sederach. So you have a shem malchus in your bayin afashis, or in your al mechia, and then immediately you go your hirat son and you say tefillin sederach. So it's a brachas mucha chavata. You have that maila. But gemaisa, the velt is not so makbar on that. I think for sure people say
tefillin sederach. Only if it's meila.
Okay, so. Okay, I'm not sure.
Okay,
very good. Very good. But my says the people who point out Tysus, it never works. So according to one, you're saying one sheet hole doesn't help, but for sure people don't do it that way. So the MS is very shver. I mean, what's Taka's pshat? How could a person say on Kain Neshama or Tfilin Sederach without Malchus? The Gemara says, Claude, that few days, Kol Bracha Shem B'Shem Malchus, ain't a Bracha, it's not a Bracha. So I was thinking, maybe the Teretz is, maybe these brachas on Kain Neshama and maybe for sure Tzvinga Sederach is not so much a bracha, it's a tefillah. It's davening, it's a tefillah, it's a bakar. Kain Neshama is a shevach, is a tefillah of shevach, and Tzvinga Sederach is a tefillah of bakasha. Maybe this halacha is only on brachas, what Chazal considered a mabeya brachas, what Masakan brachas, they said this halacha. Kol Bracha Shem B'Shem Malchus ain't a bracha. Well, Shemoneh Esri, for sure you have brachas mocha chavata. But those they could be there masakin as a bracha also. How Chazal masakin it? Shemoneh Esri brachas is for sure. They made the tefillah, it should be brachas. So it should be different brachas. But these brachas, what we call brachas, tefillah sederach, we don't even call it bracha. Tefillah sederach maybe is a tefillah, and a tefillah maybe is labdafka has to have shem malchus. Then mainly you could clear. What about Gal Yisrael? Is Gal Yisrael mamash a bracha, or is it maybe a tefillah? If it's a tefillah, it's a bissel. You could say that you don't need Shem Malchus, but it's not mistaber. Pashas is a bracha. I mean, it seems to be called part of Birchas Krishma, is even the Lashon of the Gemara. It's called a bracha. So, in my friend Shaila, he would have a problem with how would he say Gal Yisrael? But to go, but if he was really yaitz to the first two brachas, to go say them over just because he has a problem, he needs shema malchus for this, maybe it won't work. So you know, now that I think about it, maybe what he should do is he should have eaten the gezayis mezaynus or drank something, made al michya, or made a burn of fashis, and then went straight to Gal Yisrael. And I'll say Krishna, then maybe then Krishna would be hefsek, maybe not, maybe Krishna is the beginning of the bracha of Gal Yisrael. So maybe that would have been ace of him, now that I think about it. And you know, I haven't spoken to him in many, many years, over 30 years, but I'm thinking of writing him a letter and reminding him the story happened, yes, and what haka happened. Tell him all these, vegas. Yeah, this one say, well, grab this bracha today. He's a Rashiva, and he's a, I don't know, it's not called Rashiva, he's a Magashir in a Beis Medrash, and Yeshiva in Yishlaim, Yerkadish. He's a Machabe Seif also, he's a Rechash Shriyad. So maybe we'll find out what haka happened to that. Okay. Another thing we mentioned last week, I wanted to just be mashal, get onto it in a little bit. We said over Machoikis, the Rambam, the Chinuch, and the Ramban on the Minyan HaMitzvahs of Krishna. The Gemara says in the Makis that these Tayag mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs. And there's a Machoikis, how many mitzvahs do you count Krishna in the Minyan of Tayag? The Rambam and the Chinuch hold that Krishna is one mitzvah of the Tayag mitzvahs. The Ramban holds there's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Krishna Shal Shachris and a mitzvah of Krishna Shal Abbas. The Rambam and the Chinuch and other many mitzvahs, they have of course agreed that there's a chiyuv b'shachach of kamecha, there's a chiyuv in the night and a chiyuv in the day, but they count it all as one mitzvah. So the Ramban holds that it's two mitzvahs. He says the reason is because mani shazu like it's mani shazu. They have different zmanim, and he says another part that one is not makav the other. Each mitzvah you keep mekayim in is completely even without the other one. So the Ramban holds it's two mitzvahs. So just thinking, what's the nafkamin over here? It could be, there's a nafkamina in the halacha that says the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Chaim Simen Samach, we know is the famous machoikas of mitzvah tzuyichas kavan or not. When you do a mitzvah, can you just do the mitzvah stam, or do you have to have kavan exactly for the mitzvah you're doing? A bit like, think at least l'shem mitzvah, what the mitzvah is. So the Shulchan Aruch says, you should be, it's a machoikas, in the poskim, not really machri in this machoikas, but the Shulchan Aruch says, it's kedai to be machmir, the mitzvah tzuyichas kavan. And always be mechav when you do a mitzvah for that mitzvah. So according to the Rambam and the Chinuch, what will be the kavanah? The kavanah will be stam, l'shem mitzvah krishma. You don't have to think specifically l'shem mitzvah krishma shal shachris or l'shem mitzvah krishma shavas. Just think stam l'shem mitzvah krishma. According to the Ramban, l'chari, you would have to be more specific. You would have to think l'shem mitzvah krishma shal shachris in the morning and l'shem mitzvah krishma shal avas at night. That'll be one nafkamina. L'chari, if a person made a mistake, and for some reason, by the night, he was thinking, Hashem is Krishma Shal Shachris, and it's really supposed to be Krishma Shal Avis. Even according to Mandam, Mrs. Ein Tzuyichas Kavanah, but if you have Kavanah Lehepech, or the wrong Kavanah, that's the Tosis in Sukkah, that Flamates, Tosis says that, for sure you're not Yetzer. So if a person thinks the wrong Kavanah, he thinks Hashem is Krishma Shal Shachris, when it's really Krishma Shal Avis, according to Ramban, for sure you wouldn't be Yetzer. But according to Ramban the Chinuch, I was thinking it could be it's not makiv, because there's a famous Gemara in Zvachim that Gimel, the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Chata Sheshachna Shem Oyla Psunga, then there's a Kabon, it's the first mission, you have to Shech Kabon, so Shem that Kabon. But the Gemara says, Chata Sheshachna Shem Oyla, if you Shech Chata Sheshem Oyla Psunga, that's possible. Shechna Shem Chulun Ksheira, but if you Shech Chata Shem Chulun Kasha, and the Gemara says, the reason is, the Mina Machivba, the Loy Mina Loy Machivba, it's the famous Svar. The mina machabah, something which is like a chashava kavana, you thought of an oila that was wrong, that's machab, that ruins the kavana. But Hashem chulun, which is b'chol, not in the pasha, that doesn't make a difference. So maybe the same thing over here. According to Rambam and the Chinuch, whether you think Hashem shoshachas or Hashem shoavis, that's maybe the loy mina loy machabah. That's not maybe important enough, it's not a factor. It's not a factor, so it will not ruin his kavana. Because it's a shaker, what are you saying?
Because it's
shaker, what
are you saying?
Because it's shaker, what are you saying? Because it's shaker, what are you saying? Because it's shaker, what are you saying? Because it's shaker, what are you saying? Because it's shaker, what are you saying? Because it's shaker, what are you saying? Because it's shaker, what are you saying? Because it's shaker, what are you saying? Because it's shaker, what are you saying? Because it's shaker, what are you saying? Because it's shaker, what are you saying? Because it's shaker, what are you saying? Because it's shaker, what are you saying? Because it's And then one more quick hour, the Mordega Ha'ara in the Mechas Chinuch, in the midst of Tavchav, Eis Gimel, Mechas Chinuch brings down the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Archaim Siman Tavchav Peites, that a chatziyev and chatzi ben chayin has a problem to be, how is he mekayim the mitzvah shofar? The chatzi eved is potter from shofar. He has a din like an isha. Eved k'nani is a din like isha. With Hashem lo alam isha. And just like a nashim, a potter from shofar, the potter from mitzvah seishas man grama, an eved is potter from mitzvah seishas man grama. But the tzav ben chayin, if he's safe ben chayin, then he'd be chayiv in the mitzvah shofar. How do you have a chatzi eved, a chatzi ben chayin? Case is, two shutfim, they buy an eved, and one shutf frees his portion, the other shutf keeps his portion, the other partner keeps his portion. So then this eved becomes, in effect, the half eved, half ben chayin. So the half eved is potem shefer, and the half ben chayin is chayv ben shefer. Zaktim mechab in Shulchan Aruch, that this chasiv chasim chayin cannot blow shefer himself, because so being like a half an eved, who's like a half an isha blowing from him, an isha cannot be made to man to shefer, because she's not chayv. So he cannot blow shefer himself. So Zaktim Shulchan Aruch, the only eitz is, he has to go to someone who's a complete ben chayin, a complete Yisrael, and have him blow shefer of him. That's the mechab in Hilchos Shefer, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. The Ramah in Hilchos Megillah says the same halacha by Mikra Megillah. Same thing. Nashama make a din potter for Mikra Megillah. So the Ramah paskins, a chatziv a chatziv mechayim cannot lay the Megillah for himself because it would be like a half an isha, half an eved, being trying to be mitzi the ben chayim. So the Ramah that he would have to go make sure they hear Megillah from somebody else. So the Mikra Megillah is ma'ayir. The chayim. They talk about this, but my Ramah says the Ramah. The Ramah says you're not yaitza. You have to be. Well, you're not. They talk about this. Can Ish be yaitza Megillah Esther from hearing it from an isha?
But he's not hearing. That's
if
he's listening. But he's not hearing. He's laying it. So the part that's an eved is laying.
Yeah, but he's trying to be
mitz.
That laying.
He's not being mitz. He's laying it. If you're hearing it from somebody else.
But the ben chayin.
If you're in the mitzvah of shofar shmir, then it makes sense. The shaila. Because the Maizi is hearing it from an M. But if the mitzvah is the tekiah, there wouldn't be a shadow because the Maizi is being tekiah.
This is the Shmuel culture. So that's
right. Sense. But by Megillah, that's an S. Megillah is correct.
Okay, Agabam, that's the Mechav Namor, but the Mechasech is Ma'ayr, the Chayr, you have the same problem with Krishma every day. Every day, how can you say Krishma? The Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin, half of his mouth is a Chatzi Eved. It's the same thing in Mikra Megillah. Just like he can't be Yetzir Mikra Megillah, they say the same thing. How could he be Yetzir Krishma? So, Zakht Mechaschinach, the Chayr is the same Malacha. Every day, every morning, every night, this Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin, we have to go to Yisrael and have him be Yetzir Krishma. That's the Mechaschinach Ha'ara, it's the Shein Ha'ara. And it's more than the Mechaschinach, but it was just a bit little schwer to me. Why did the Mechab and the Ramah wait until Hilchos Shofar and Hilchos Megillah to say this? The Mechaschinach is right. You should have written it in the beginning, all the way in the beginning by Hilchos Krishma. They waited until the Mechab, because the Mechab felt the first place it was Negeah was Hilchos Shofar, and the Ramah went there was Moir, the same thing comes up again by Hilchos Megillah at the end of Ayur Chaim. Mechab, it should be Negeah by Krishma, and Bemis is even more of a panel by Krishma. To say once a year that the Chatzchayim and Chatzchayim to go Shlapsach and have someone be Maisim and Shaif and Maisim Megillah is not such a panel. We do it. Most people don't lean themselves Megillah. Most people don't blow Shaif. We Yetzim someone. It's not a big deal. But can you imagine every day having to go every morning, every night to someone to be Yetzir Krishma? Why didn't the Mechaba say it? The Mechaba and the Ramah are talking halacha lemaisa because be'etzem b'zmanenu it's possible to have a vodim. The din of vodim did not stop. And it could be even at times in the Mechav and Ramah, it was maybe a common thing to have avadim. They were many, a couple hundred years before Lincoln, Lahavda freed the slaves. So, why tack in the Mechav and Ramah say this by Krishma also?
Krishma's
not something.
So,
I said,
when I said it,
whatever
he says, that's what he hears.
Oh, that's
the
easiest thing.
Yeah,
but
you're
talking about Megillah.
I'm thinking about Megillah. Only the shy is only going to be.
You know, I saw in Masra Melch, he talks to them. The Masra Melch was saying Yusfar, Usman Diskin, or Shimon Kotayer.
Why is it Tfilin? How can you put on Tfilin? The Territz is because the Chatz Ben Eretz put on Tfilin. Why is it Tfilin? I'm not going to stand the habit.
Well, that is no Eitzah. You can't be, no one can be mitzvah to you by putting
no
on Tfilin.
So that's why. Because no Eitzah. The Territz is because the Chatz Ben Eretz is putting on Tfilin. The Chatz Ben Eretz is putting on
Tfilin. Okay, you ask a kasha on the Mechav and the Ramah, but that might say.
No, not, because they're learning that the mitzvah is Shmi. Wherever the mitzvah is Shmi, you can clear the shaykh. If the mitzvah is kriya, you can't clear.
So you want to say Krishma is kriya and Megillah is shmiya?
Megillah could be shmiya, could be.
Okay. I just came to point out the Mechaschinach and the Shtagar. Okay. I'll give you a mark. If you want to see who speaks about this, the Masal Melch wanted to be mechalak between Shofar and Krishma, and I think he writes his son showed him that the Ramah says about Megillah also. Once he saw it was Rav Megillin also, he said, they can't be mechal between, he wanted to be mechal between Krishma and Shefer, but he said, once his son showed him the Moses of Rav Megillin, he didn't see a chal between Krishma and Megillin. Okay, save Master Melchan, Mechus Chenech. Another Mar Mark, I'm not going to go into it, is the Pi Yitzchak in Chelkan HaSemel Aleph, my father showed me a very nice sharing on Krishma, and you can look also in the Akdama, here's a half of the Akdama, the Pi Yitzchak from Bitzel Pederberger. And just, it's getting late, but just one real quick, Bitsi Whiteman told me a beautiful story this week on a cash we asked last week. We were asking this week, how come the Mishnah says that we learn from B'shach B'cha B'kamecha, the mitzvah Krishma Shal Avis is from B'shach B'cha every night, B'zman Shriva, and the mitzvah of Krishma is in the morning, B'kamecha, B'zman Kima. So I asked, the Pasuk really says four Zmanim. It says, B'shiftach b'veisecha, v'nachtach v'adech, b'shach v'kamecha. Why isn't there a Mitzvah Krishma also in the Zmanim, b'shiftach b'veisecha? Every time you stay in your house, v'nachtach v'adech, every time you go out on the way, why is it only b'shach v'kamecha? Why isn't it all four times of this Pasuk? So Yitzi told me very good. He says, it's gerecht. He says, it's a chilek. B'shach v'kamecha are Zmanim. These are Zman. They're not Maisim actions. They're Zmanim. There's a Zman Shriven. There's a Zman Kima. The Shiftach HaBeveisecha is not a Zman. There's no time that people's in the house. It's an action. It's a Maisa. V'lechtach HaBaderech is also not a Zman. There's no Zman of V'lechtach HaBaderech. It's a Maisa. It's an action. The Torah is only Mechayev Krishma on Zmanim. There's a Meila. B'shach Becha is a Zman. You don't say B'shach Becha is an action. For example, if a person lies down in the middle of the day, takes a nap in the middle of the day, there's no Chiyev Krishma. Doesn't go on the Maisa Shriva, it goes on the Zman Shriva. And we explained last week that we went by Riches, the Zman Shriva starts from the time when people go to sleep through the night, and Zman Kima is from the first person getting up until the last person, the Malachim, Zman Kima is Malachim, that's it then in Zmanim. So Krishna is telling you in Zmanim, the Torah is Mechayev Krishna on the Zmanim in this Pasuk. And this Pasuk only says two Zmanim. It says the Zman of Shach Becha and the Zman of the Kamecha. But the other two words are not Zmanim at all, there's no Mitzvah Krishna, they're just Maisa, it's actually. Okay, go to Shkarech. Thank you.